must distribute Krishna consciousness to persons who are hostile without becoming angry at them.
One must distribute Krishna consciousness to persons who are hostile without becoming angry at them.
Suridaha. Well wishes of everyone.
Well wishes of everyone.
Sadavaha. Qualified devotees.
Qualified devotees.
Without abominable behavior.
Without abominable behavior.
Yay.
They who.
Translation. One can attain the path of liberation from material bondage only by rendering service to highly advanced spiritual personalities. These personalities are impersonalists and devotees. Whether one wants to merge into the Lord's existence or wants to associate with the personality of Godhead, one should render service to the Mahatmas. For those who are not interested in such activities, who associate with people fond of women and sex, the path to hell is wide open. The Mahatmas are equiposed. They do not see any difference between one living entity and another. They are very peaceful and are fully engaged in devotional service. They are devoid of anger and they work for the benefit of everyone. They do not behave in any abominable way. Such people are known as Mahatmas.
Samadhyaram Jusitang Sangi Sangam Mahantasi Samachitya Prasantya Vimannava Srida Sadhavasi. So in the previous verse, it was recommended, Tapo, don't leave the life of cats and dogs. This is advice. But be tapasya. Human life is meant for tapasya. And tapasya means beginning. Tapasya brahmacharyena. This is tapasya. Tapasya begins with brahmacharya, celibacy. No sex life. That is tapasya. Brahmacharyena, samena, tamena, tyagena, sanda shauchabhyam, jamena, niyamena. The whole yogic process means how to become free from sexual desire. Indriya sangram, yoga, indriya sangram, yoga practice. Formerly, everyone was practicing this yoga, astanga yoga, dharana asana pranayama, just to become very stout and strong in the matter of sense gratification. Sense gratification is not at all good without any restriction. That is tapasya. Tapasya brahmacharya. The first class tapasya is to cease from sex life, either man or woman. Then tapasya begins. So, the real purpose is tapo dibbam jina suddhir sattva, to purify our existence. Therefore, tapasya we have explained already. Now, how this tapasya can be practiced? Tapasya can be practiced in the association of Mahat, Mahaseva. Mahaseva dharam ahul vimukti. People do not know what is vimukti. They do not know it. The first instruction of Bhagavad Gita is suggesting that you are not this body, you are within this body. And vimukti means not to accept anymore this material body, that is vimukti. And Bhagavad says, mukti definition, mukti Hidya anatha rupam sarupena avasthiti. That is mukti. Mukti means when you are situated in your original position. That is mukti. My original position is that I am Brahma, I am spirit soul, I am not Parabrahma. That is another maya. I am Brahma, every one of us. But I am working not as Brahma, but I am working as this body. My responsibility, I am thinking, I am Indian. So I am working for nationalism, for Indian welfare and so on, so on. You are working for America or another is working for England. So this is all body conception. The body, I am not body. Therefore mukti means when I shall give up this bodily conception of life, that is mukti. And so long I shall be absorbed or captivated or conditioned by the bodily concept of life, there is no question of mukti. Mukti hidya anatharupam. Anatharupam means I am acting at the present moment on the bodily concepts of life. So Krishna, in the very beginning of Bhagavad Gita, suggesting mukti. So Arjuna, you are lamenting for things which no pandit, no learned man laments. Gatasun, agatasun, chananu, suchanti, pandita. You are talking very high words, ideas, that if my brothers are killed, my sister-in-laws will be widows, and their character will be polluted, then Varna Shankar. These are all bodily concepts of life. You come to the spiritual platform. And what is that spirit? That is Dehi. Dehi means one who has got this body. Not this body. This is the first instance. Dehinas means Jatha Dehi. So Deha Dehi. Dehi, in Sanskrit it is said, so if you possess something, then there is grammatical in Pratva. Deha, Dehin. Guna, Gunin. So when you possess something, then this in Pratva is used. So I am not Deha, I am Dehin. Therefore this word is used. Dehi. Dehi means the possessor of the body. So asmin dehe, there is the proprietor and everywhere. In another place, Bhagavad Gita, khetra khetra gyan. Khetra means this body. And khetra gyan, man, one who knows that it is my body. That is khetra. Khetra, just like ordinarily, khetra means land. A cultivator knows this is my land. Not that I am land. A driver knows that I am the driver. I am not the car. The car is different from. This knowledge is imparted immediately. Then as soon as you understand that you are not this deha, but you are dehi, then naturally your inquiry will be, then I am working on the platform of Deha, then what is my work? That is called Brahma Jigyasa. This is called Matata Brahma Jigyasa. So this spiritual culture means, first of all, one must know. There is a Sanatana Goswami, first of all, inquired this question. You are a minister, and he is asking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that these rascal friends, Grammo Bhavar, in our village life or anywhere, we make some friendships, sometimes we call another man cha-cha or uncle or brother, like that. So this is called gramo-vyavahar. Actually, neither one is my cha-cha, neither is brother, but we address like that. So therefore, Sanatana Goswami said, gramo-vyavahare kohe pandit. So they say that I am pandit, I am learned. And because he was Brahmin, so Brahmins are addressed in India as pandit. So, Brahma vyavahare kohe pandit sotogorimane. But I am so foolish that I also accept that I am pandit. Why not? You are pandit, you are educated. No, because apanar hitahit kichu nahi jani. I do not know what is my actual position, what is the goal of my life. So I am not a pandit. I am murkha, mura. That is the presentation of Sanatana Goswami. So one should approach the spiritual master understanding that he is a mura. Not that I know better than my spiritual master, I can challenge. Because with deep anipate. So, if we want to know ourselves as Krishna everywhere, this is the whole idea of cultivation, spiritual cultivation. First of all, I must know what I am, whether I am this body. Now Krishna said, no, you are not body. You are within this body. You are enwrapped in this body. You are packed up within this body. First of all, know this. That is Krishna's first instruction. Dehinasmi indyathadi ekumara yuvanagajara tatha dehantara prati. Very simple thing that we are changing body. This is first instruction of Krishna. So, as with the association of Krishna, by instruction of Krishna, I can understand my position. As Sanatana Goswami, by the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he could understand his position. Similarly, we should approach such person where from we can understand our position. Therefore, it is recommended, Mahaseva. You do not approach Krishna or his representative to order him or to make him your servant. Sir, give me this, give me that, and yes, you can take it, you can flatter it. So, that is not position. Mahaseva, Dharma. If you want to know, first of all, you know what you are, then the question is Vimukti. The same thing, same proposal. In the Vedic instruction, there is no difference. Everywhere we find the same thing. That is standard knowledge. Not that I am saying something, you are saying something. That is not Vedic knowledge. That is speculation. Vedic knowledge means wherever you take, it is the same thing. There is no difference. Either you read Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam or the Chaturved or Upanishad or Vedanta, you will find the same conclusion. That is Vedic. They are instructed, they are arranged in such a way that according to the position of the person, one can understand. This is the Vedic scheme. The Puranas and the Mahabharata, they are meant for the less intelligent class and who cannot understand directly the Vedic instruction. But gradually, by reading historical facts and instances, they can understand. Trayina Suti Gochara. Sri Sutta Trijabandhunaga Trayina Suti Gochara. Whereas they work very hard to awaken the human society to the Vedic knowledge. And what is that Vedic knowledge? To understand Krishna. That is Vedic knowledge. And otherwise, you are a big Vedantic, big student of Upanishad and so on, that you do not know Krishna, what he is, it is useless. Sarva eva hi kevalam. That is simply wasting time. So, we have to approach for Mahaseva. This is Seva. Do not approach the Mahatma for challenge. That is not. Then you will be cheated. If you want to be just like one great learned scholar, so-called scholar, he came to Vrindavan and he saw Rupa Goswami. So Rupa Goswami, he said, "Sir, I have come to you. Now, what is the purpose? Now, I have traveled all over India and I had Shastra Chacha and I had become victorious. They have accepted me. So I have come to you to discuss on basic knowledge." So then Rupa Goswami inquired from him, "Actually, what do you want?" "Now I want also that you acknowledge me, that I am a great scholar, that I want." "All right. Yeah, I acknowledge you are a great scholar." "No, then you give me in writing." So Guru Goswami gave him in writing. "I met this man, he is a great scholar, and I am defeated." He gave him in writing. Of course, Jiva Goswami took that paper very tactfully and defeated him. So this is not the method of meeting Rupa Goswami. One should go very humbly. Mahaseva, Rupa Goswami is Maha. You should not go there to challenge. Then you will be cheated. You must go to Rupa Goswami and his representative with the humble. Tadvidhi pranipatena. Where you want to learn, you must approach that person. Pranipatena. Prakishta rupana. Seva. Tadvidhi pranipatena paripasnena sevaya. That is also stated in the same thing is recommended. Yeah. They are mahaseva. If you want the purpose of life, and if you want to execute tapasya, if you want all these things, then you should approach a mahatma, not durak. Mahatmanasumang prata dhivi prakriti masa. That is mahatma. Mahatma is not made by stamp. That you are a mahatma, you are a harijan. Not like that. Mahatma is different person. Mahatma means whose atma is very broad, broader atma, not crippled. All are duratma. Everyone is thinking, "I am this Indian, I am American, I am this, I am that." What Mahatma thinking? He is thinking, "I am servant of Krishna. I am not servant of these petty things. I am servant of Krishna, Parabrahma. Gopi Bhattu Padakamaleo, Dasa Dasa, Anu Dasa." That is Maha. I am a servant of Krishna, servant, 100 times servant. The lower my position is servant, then I am great Maha. Ordinarily, they think Mahatma, I am on the topmost platform. That is not Mahatma. This is our Chaitanya Prabhu. Mahatma is he. Tinadapi sunitena, tarorapi sahishnana, amanina manadena, kitaniya sada. He is Mahatma. This is Mahatma. So, you have to approach as Mahatma. That is a recommendation in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Adau gurbhasrayam, sadhu marganugamanam, sadhatma pritya. These are things wanted. If you actually want to execute tapasya, then you must approach a person who has already executed tapasya. Tapo dibbam, then you will get the things. Mahaseva. And there you have to render your service. Humbleness, service. Sevaya, you can question Mahatma, not by challenging, but surrounded by pranipat and seva. Otherwise you have no right to question, just like this man went to Rupa Goswami. He has no right to waste time. Actually, this discussion instructions are to be executed amongst the guru and the disciple, where there is submission. Otherwise, there is no need of. Nowadays, we hold some meeting, some ordinary people, they come to hear, but that kind of discussion Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never did. Because these outsiders, they are not submissive. They come to see the fun. They do not come to learn something. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never met any big meeting. In big meeting, he was present, but Kirtan, Sankirtan. He was meeting, in big meeting, daily, in the evening, for 4 hours in Jagannath temple, but the whole period of time was engaged in chanting Hare Krishna. But when there was a person like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya or Prakashananda Saraswati or Ramananda Rai, like such exalted person, he used to discuss. Otherwise, he was not discussing. There is no need of discussing because they do not approach with that humbleness. They think, just like Krishna and Arjuna, so long Arjuna was thinking that Krishna is my friend, I shall reply him equally. Then Krishna was very gravely speaking. But when Arjuna understood that this kind of talking, there will be no benefit, then he became his disciple. Shishasteham Salima Krupannam. There is no more discussion. Now I accept you as my guru. And guru means whatever instruction he will give, we have to accept without any argument. Vedic knowledge is like that. You cannot interpret as it is. You have to accept. Similarly, guru's word also, you have to accept. No argument. That is Vedic knowledge. That is the Vedic system. This example we have given many times. That's like this cow dung. Cow dung is the stool of an animal. So the stool of an animal is most impure thing. As soon as you touch even your own stool, you may be very learned scholar, devotee, but that does not mean you can touch your own stool and remain purified. No. Immediately you have to take bath. Even you don't know what to speak about. But in the Vedic instruction we see that the cow dung, it is the stool of an animal also, lower animal than the man, and it is pure. It is safe. So you have to accept pure. No argument that such stool is impure. Even my spiritual master's stool is also impure. How is that animal cow dung is pure? But because it is in the Vedas, it is said pure, you have to accept. Similarly, the concept, it is the bone of an animal. The bone, if you touch any dead body's bone, you'll have to take immediately pure. But that this bone is placed in the deity room. We are daily blowing the concept. Because the Vedic instruction. So there is no argument. If you accept Vedic instruction, you have to accept it as it is. Therefore you are protesting to all these rascals who are making interpretation of Bhagavad Gita. You rascals, you cannot do anything. You have to accept Krishna's word. That is Vedic knowledge. And if you rascal, if you interfere, then you are lost and everything is lost. Yogarasta parantapa, as Krishna said, evam parampara praptam evam rajasayavidu. So kalena yogarasta parantapa. As soon as you give up this parampara system, immediately the whole thing is lost. So kalena, otherwise, what was the use of Krishna speaking again to Arjuna? Because Bhagavad Gita was there, correct. But Krishna says, because the parampara system is lost, every rascal is interpreting. This is the system always. As soon as some time goes, so many rascals come and they interpret Bhagavad Gita in their old rascaldom way. And that is lost. So kalena yogarastaka. Therefore, I am advising you again. You take it. So if we take Bhagavad Gita in that way, any shastra, through the parampara channel, then it is all right. Just like this example. This is Vedic instruction, Vedic order. Yes, cow dung is pure. We have to take it. This is parampara. Yes, corn cell is pure. Although it is born, never mind, it is pure. The order. So, spiritual master's order, because we do not know. Therefore, we have to approach Mahatma, who can give me right instruction. The Mahaseva. So, if you go to spiritual master, Mahatma and Duratma, two words are there, opposite. Brahman and Kripon. Brahman means one who has understood the Lord, the Supreme Brahma, Krishna, Parabrahma. He is Brahman. And means one who is Bhakta. He is Brahman. A Bhakta is Brahman. And a Brahman is not a Bhakta, not necessary. Because if he does not know, a Brahman may know what is Brahma, but he may not know what is Krishna. So, a Brahman has to become a Vaishnava. Then he is perfect. Brahman Vaishnava, Brahman Pandit. Otherwise, if he remains simply a Brahman, then he cannot become Guru. That is in his instruction. Sat Karma Nipuna Vipra. Vipra means Brahman. And he knows everything, Karma Kandya. Sat Karma. Patan Patan Jajan Jajan Dan Pratigraha. Everything. Mantra Tantra Visharada. He is very expert in Karma Kandya activities, Sat Karma Nipuna Vipra. And Mantra Tantra Visharada. And he knows how to chant very correctly the Vedic hymns, Mantra Tantra, and the Tantra Shastra. Everything complete. But if he is not a Vaishnava, Sat Karma Nipuna Vipra Mantra Tantra Visharada, A Vaishnava Guru Na Sasya. If he is not a Vaishnava, he cannot take the position of spiritual master. No. One should not go there. He is not Mahatma. He is still Duratma. Because he does not know Krishna. His knowledge is not complete. His knowledge will be complete, as Krishna says, Bahunam Janmanamante. If he continues to be very learned Brahmin for many, many births, then if he comes to his senses, Bhunam Janmanamati, Yanavan Mahag Prabhupada, then he becomes Krishna. When he surrenders to Krishna. Because by his cultivation of knowledge he can understand Vasudeva Sarvamiti, then he is Krishna. To such Mahatma we have to approach. Then our life will be successful. Thank you very much.